Chapter 46.
I can hear the wipers slapping back and forth on the windshield, but the privacy screen's been up the whole ride, so I can't see if it's Angel up front. Although I can't imagine they'd let him be anywhere near me after my dramatic stunt back there in Phil City 7. Leo is in his usual spot, across from me, and suddenly I'm certain he lives in this car. I've never seen him outside it. I imagine them bringing him all his meals in here and taking away his chamber pot every morning and maybe wiping under his armpits once in a while to keep the stench bearable.
What are you looking at, Forrest?
Nothing, sorry. He kicks me in the shin.
Did I tell you to talk?
Ow, yes, you asked me a question. Leo just turns and looks out the window, no longer amused by me. Or more likely deeply disappointed he didn't get to personally toss the first shovel full of dirt onto my grave. So instead he contemplates the rain with a quizzical look on his face. Apparently they never get rain out here in Los Angeles anymore. So when it does happen, people don't quite know what to make of it. He peers through it, like a sailor with a brass telescope searching across stormy seas. But really nothing like that, because come on, it's Leo. And he eyes a figure across the garage roof, alone and unarmed.
Time to go home to Daddy.
I don't know why those words piss me the hell off, but they do. He's not my father.
Shut up.
He cracks the window and yells,
Lawson, come and get her.
The figure walks towards the car, under the largest umbrella in the world. You could have a picnic under that umbrella. Of course, it's comically oversized because the approaching figure is Zach Larson, coming to rescue me. I don't get shining armor, but I do get a giant umbrella. At least I won't get wet. Larson raps on the glass.
Robin? Paper? Are you all right?
Leo taps a button and the double doors open. Larson reaches in and takes my hand, and our eyes meet. I'm all right, Zach. As he pulls me out of the car halfway, Leo lunges forward a little, because there's no way he's making a full lunge, and grabs my other hand, as if he and Larson are about to play a game of tug of war with me.
Not so fast. Now you listen close, Larson. Let her go. Now.
I guess Leo's not used to being addressed like this because he pulls me back and growls,
What? You think you're a big man?
I'm not half the man you are, Leo.
How do you know my name?
I know a lot of things.
Fucking smarmy asshole.
Big man fucking smarmy asshole to you, Leo. Leo's head looks like it's about to explode. His free hand is arguing with itself whether to reach for the gun and shoot us both dead, but it thinks the better of it and hands control back to Leo's brain.
You listen close, Larson.
You already said that.
Fuck you. Now, you and her get the fillers back to work. All of them. That's the deal.
I can't tell whether Larson is glaring at Leo or sort of pitying him, or about to laugh at him. Deal. Leo lets go of my hand, disgusted, and I go tumbling into Larson's arms. The limousine screeches off in the rain. And before it skids down the first ramp, I can hear Leo laugh and yell,
Have a nice trip, Forrest.
I let Larson's arm stay around my shoulder. It feels familiar and comforting, like I'm home and Dad is putting a blanket around us while we take cover from a sudden storm. You think this umbrella is big enough? Larson laughs.
I have a bigger one, if you can believe it.
I can. He twirls it around and hums a tune I feel like I've heard before. He's smiling and practically skipping with me, splashing in the little puddles like it was the most beautiful day of the year.
See, Paper, I told you it wasn't goodbye.
Yeah, you were right. As usual. A drop falls on my ear. It can't be rain. This umbrella is easily keeping a 5-foot diameter dry. So I look up again and spy wetness in Larson's eyes. Aw, he's such a sap. Thank you, Zach. It's good to be back.
I'm glad you're back, Paper. Truly. He stops and faces me. Now, are you ready to get back in the saddle?
God, he couldn't sound more like my father if he tried. And like Dad, Larson really doesn't want a verbal answer. He wants action, wants me to prove it. So I take his hand and put down the umbrella, and we skip through the puddles like a couple of school kids, humming his little tune, laughing up at the gray, getting drenched in the rain.